Where the hell have you been, soldier?
Training, sir!
Training, sir!
What kind of training, son?
Pizza training, sir!
Welcome to episode 136 of Drew and Sam Talk Training. I am Drew Helmholtz with Next Level Pizza.
And I'm Sam with Same Level Fowler Consulting.
kind of interesting still. Like, I've got to really think about saying it correctly.
I'll bet.
How you doing, Sam? We haven't talked to each other in a while.
It's, every day is just a gift.
Well, it depends. If you're in Michigan and it's snowing, I could understand why you'd be like, maybe not a gift. And if you're in Tennessee where it's going to be 70 and sunny today, it's totally a gift.
Yeah, it did snow a little yesterday for just a minute. And today it's sunny. It's teasing today. If you look out the window, sun is shining. But if you look at the thermometer, it's saying, yeah, stay inside.
I love those days in Michigan. Sam, since we did like 700 hours of show prep for this episode, outlined exactly how we were going to discuss the topic.
Per usual.
And you are completely on board with me doing a mea culpa.
Yeah.
I would like to apologize.
Please do. It's about
damn time. You and I have for nearly a year now debated back and forth on service product.
Listen, I'm not exactly sure where this is going, but now that you've been back in the real world, I think I may know where it's going.
Yeah. So just to put some context on it, we're doing a service push this period in the franchise.
Good. Important. I'm on board.
Wasn't my decision. There are a couple outside factors that pushed that service push for the week.
Pushed that service push.
Yeah, I know. It's poor English, man. I've had like a half a cup of coffee. I'll fire up here in a minute.
Somebody's getting pushy.
I know. We've done great with that.
Good.
Lowered the EDT by minutes. We're now top 4, I think, last week in franchises over 25 stores.
That's amazing. And I'll bet it looks fantastic when you open up Power.
Oh my God, it actually does. But I did a product class at a store on Sunday. And I had 20 people attend the product class, and I didn't have a single great pizza come out of the product class.
And when you say you didn't have a single great pizza, are we talking about, I'm a big believer when you do a self OA that you shouldn't give yourself those 2 slices that the OA will give you out of spec, and they should be undeniably within spec. I'm guessing that you're saying you didn't have any sellable pizzas, period.
Yeah. So what I've taught the team here is, yeah, the OA might give 2. We give 1.
Okay. I like that. I've got a client coming up where I'm going to do some OA visits again this year, like I did last year. And last year I gave none. And I think it was kind of a kick in the teeth to them. But we told them we were going to give them none when we went in. So it wasn't a surprise. But I like 1.
We're at 1 right now. If we were at 3, it might it might be better.
Yeah. And, before you jump in, I would just say that, our debates were always fun.
Yes. Yeah.
And lively. But I think if we had the truth meter on 10, that I had probably spent more time on the front lines than you had.
Yeah. That wasn't my business model.
Yeah. You had some time leading the team and obviously did some evaluations. I spent 6 years actually doing the evaluations, and I can't turn that off. So I'm always looking at product. And that's not to say that service isn't important. We're not even going to go there, but jump in.
So the store is doing that. It's a new-ish store. I think they opened right at the first of the year. And they're already technically on like their 3rd supervisor,
which is never good.
No, nope. And I don't think they've had, I don't even know when they announced that the person leading the store was the GM. So it's like recent. Lots of different people telling lots of different people how to do lots of different things.
And And I'm sure they were all based in the product standard.
Yeah. 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 So it's just a mea culpa. Saw some data from corporate that said how pizzas go. Saw some pizzas up close and personal. I know my first Friday night here, I might have said something along the lines to my franchisee that, oh my gosh, I could have called Remakes all night long. So
yep.
Product's a small issue. And I say small because if in 1 month we can cut our EDT by how many percent would that be? Almost 20%. We can get great pizzas. It's just process. It's just touching people and talking to people.
It is. I think there's, I don't know that there's a lot of skill necessarily needed for service. And I'm making this up as I go, so I may change my mind halfway through or all the way through. I think it's more of having a plan, which I guess takes skill, and sticking to that plan and keeping people moving in the right direction.
I believe the word you're looking for is discipline.
Yeah, that. And, you know, you've said yourself when you're in stores, you're just a big giant set of flippers playing human pinball. And, you know, I think that's a huge key to service, because we've both had experiences where we went into a store and changed service in the matter of a shift without changing players. Product, on the other hand, takes some skill, not world-class sports guy skill, but it definitely takes some skill, some knowledge, and some practice to get good at it and to get efficient and fast.
So I think it's that last key word, that it takes practice, that it takes one, doing it right once, and then practicing doing it that right way over and over and over again. And that's the key to that. And that's why it's so different and why our debates are so fun. Because discipline is one thing. Yep, today I've got to assign all the roles to the team. I've got to communicate what they're supposed to do. I've got to make sure all my prep is done. It's all like the daily grind kind of thing. But product isn't. There's a little bit of that, right? Because I've got to manage my dough, and I've got to make sure I've got all the products in line. And if I really want to go fast, I got to do all the things ahead of time to line up my area. But it's the practice part.
I can't believe I'm going to do this. I can't believe I'm even, this thought went through my head. But maybe what we're talking about today and what you've seen really doesn't have anything to do with our initial debate. Maybe what it has to do with is changing priorities on what you've got to get done, and doesn't really change what's more or less important to the customer view.
I would agree with that. I would still say, in all seriousness, at the end of the day, you can't have great product without great service.
I agree.
And you can't have great service without great product. Like, the two have to go hand in hand.
Well, this is what I tell folks when I have the opportunity to be in front of them. And that is that product is no longer a differentiator in your favor in today's world, but service can be. I think product is the cost of admission to the game we're trying to win. And then you win the game with service. And if you don't have product that meets our spec, then you're not even playing the game. You're playing a different game, and there's no way you can win regardless of how good your service is, because you're getting disqualified from the game before you're even in it.
I would like to disagree with that.
Okay.
Because especially now in the app, I can click in the app and I can see how long carryout or delivery service is as a customer, but I have no idea what the pizza is going to look like when I open the box. So I think service is like the great false hope, that I run good service and they're going to order, because when they go and click the app, they're like, holy cow, it's 22 minutes and it'll get here. And then they open the box and they're like, and I'm not ordering from them again, even if it's 20 minutes.
Correct. So you've given them exactly what you said, that great false hope, and they've decided to come watch your movie. And then right after the really sexy opening credits roll and they see the first scene and they take the first bite, they not only don't stay for the whole movie, but they tell all their friends not to even go. So I'm going to stick with product is the cost of admission to the game you're trying to win, And then service can help you win and get them in again. And we're not talking good to great service. We're talking about it's got to be consistently, I don't even want to say this out loud, but this is where it's at for me. It's got to be consistently adequate. And there's far too many inadequate pizzas leaving our stores right now.
On both sides of it. On both sides of it. Like just from a product and from a service standpoint. Now we've gotten so much better here just because we're instituting those. I mean, they're basically the Mike Rumpel talentless systems. Doesn't take a lot of talent to open up the opening checklist and click through what we ask them to do. It doesn't take talent. It just takes discipline. And that's the catch here. It's that everything you do in life, whether it's working out, eating healthy, running service, making great product, taking great care of your team, takes discipline. Because every once in a while you wake up and you're like, I just don't want to do it today. And you don't really have a choice. You kind of got to still go through and do it. Because the first day you don't do it and the results are kind of okay, you're like, maybe I don't have to do it. And then 30 days from then, all of a sudden you're like, why is my service so bad? Or why is my gut back? Or why is my back hurt? You know? So we've got to instill that discipline. And that's, again, to the beginning of this, that's where the product piece is so different, because it's a little bit about discipline, right? It's about that, about practice, but it's that perfect practice piece. And man, they just don't know. And it's amazing how much they just don't know.
It really is, to me, amazing how much they don't know. I think that most of that lack of knowledge rests strongly upon the shoulders of folks in positions such as yourself. We think of pizza as so easy to do. It should be common sense to spread the toppings out even. There's job aids up. Why can't they use them? And then we have all these competing things that we tell them to do. And one of the things we rarely tell them to do is slow down and make the pizzas correctly. You know, we've had friend of the show Don May on a couple of times. And I think one of the things they say in his organization a lot is fast where it's important and yet slow where it's needed. And so they're slowing down, making the pizzas correctly. And when I say slowing down, I don't mean they're taking 5 minutes to make a large hand-tossed pepperoni pizza. I mean, I think you and I would agree that somebody that's been taught and has been coached and has practice can easily make a high quality large hand tossed pepperoni pizza in a minute or less. And I've said for years that if our entire system could make a large hand tossed pizza in 1 minute or less, and it was a quality pizza and it passed a cut test, that we would be exponentially faster inside the circle of operations if 1 minute was the benchmark and everybody could hit it. Now, if you're out there right now and you're saying, oh, Sam, I can do it in 45, or I can do it in 25, or I can do it in 20, and it meets all those benchmarks, good for you. That's fantastic. I'm not saying you should slow down. If you've reached a level of proficiency that puts you in the top 10% of pizza makers around the world, I'm saying that 80% of our pizza makers, and yes, I pulled that number out of the air, I have no data to back that up. I'm saying that 80% of our pizza makers can't make a large hand tossed pizza in a minute or less and have it meet the quality standards.
That's that last part. Yeah, I think there are a few that can throw something onto a screen. Where we're at then, Sam, is that our fun little debates are still fun little debates. We will probably one day go back to revisiting the difference or the greatness of why service is so much more important than product.
Well, I think the key for that debate to hold water and to really determine a winner is to go in it saying that you are adequately producing product that meets spec, and that you are also adequately producing a level of service that meets most customers' needs. And the debate becomes, are you producing world-class product or world-class service? And then which is more important? And then you win the debate hands down, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, because when we do the kind of stuff that Don was doing out in international, that's untouchable by the competition.
Listen, if I deliver a hot, fresh, round, well-portioned pizza in 45 minutes, in today's world, the customer is going to come back. They're not going to be excited about how long it took. They're not going to be over the moon about it. As long as the food is good, you've got a chance of keeping them. If you deliver a pile of ingredients in 18 minutes, your chances of them coming back are little and none, and little just left town.
I would probably say if I delivered a great pizza in 45 minutes, I don't think they're going to come. They will come back. But I think what the deal is that they'll come back on the boost weeks, and that on the non-boost weeks, they'll go to the Papa John's when they see the Shaq-a-roni ad. And then they'll go to Little Caesars when they see their new squishy squishy or whatever they're coming out with. So I think that's the difference, right?
Yes, that is exactly the difference. You're not going to create any customer loyalty with bad service. You're also not going to lose any customer loyalty as long as the pizza is good.
Correct. They're going to still come back, but they're just going to wait longer.
Yes. And we don't want that. We don't want them to ever wait longer.
No.
Order twice today.
Hey, that's my line. Oh my gosh. We'll talk about that in a future episode.
Look at you. You're just all geared up.
I am today, man.
Funny how being in stores will do that.
You know what? There's so much really great stuff happening that I figured I'd start with this one and apologize for saying service. I mean, now, for those of you that have made it through the first 18 minutes of this episode, Sam and I have done the service and product thing tongue in cheek. We know that for you to be great as an operator, you need both. It's not an if or an or. And that's kind of where we were always going with this, with the debate was, there can never be a winner. You need both. But I think in this discussion, I think what we really landed on is one takes discipline and one takes perfect practice.
Yes.
And that's the key difference.
The part we missed about the perfect practice too, and that I think is really important, especially for our audience, because I don't think our audience are the people that need the perfect practice. Our audience are the people that need to be there during the perfect practice doing the coaching.
Correct. Explaining that it's perfect, because that was some of the roadblock I ran into, is that folks were like, what do you mean that's not great? I'm like, let me introduce you to a pizza grading tool.
So you started off the show with a mea culpa, and I think it's my turn for a mea culpa.
No.
Yeah, it really is. Following the leader, the leader, the leader. We're
following the leader wherever he may go. Are you okay? Can you handle that? I don't know. Is this a first?
You know what? I will say that the bomb that you just dropped is earned by me from when we worked together. Because 10 years ago, no, this is not something that was in my arsenal. But over the last 5 to 6 years, I think I've grown.
You've grown.
Yeah. So here's my mea culpa. We've talked in the past about communication is important inside the Domino's Pizza stores, and that people need to understand the language. So you, during our show prep, talked about a mea culpa, and you started out the show with a mea culpa, and I just said, yeah, thinking I knew what it meant. So during our discussion, our crack staff
Googled, did you Google it?
Googled mea culpa, and I just wanted to share with, it was what I thought it meant, but I just thought I'd share with the listeners exactly what it meant in case they didn't know. So mea culpa, which means through my fault in Latin. So that's my mea culpa, is I had to look up mea culpa.
It's okay. I am a well of worthless, useless information. My daily Jeopardy calendar would absolutely agree with how much useless information I know.
That's fantastic. Well, I don't think it was useless information. I think it gave us the opportunity to once again say how important it is to make sure that both sides of the conversation understand what's being said. Because a lot of times we just nod and say yes. Like, what was your AWS?
Well, it was, I don't know what AWS means.
So I can't answer that. So we got to make sure that people understand the language.
That is absolutely correct. And this has been a fabulous episode today, Sam.
Yeah, I love it. I love that we talked about the importance of product and made sure we maintained our importance of service. You know, I think we should give the listeners out there in Drew and Sam Talk Training Land a call to action from today's episode.
Ooh, really? What is it that you're thinking?
Well, I guess most, I would think that a lot of the people that are listening to us already have a Drew and Sam Talk Training hat pin.
Probably.
So here's my challenge. Post on the general manager's best practice page a cut test that you've done today. And in the picture of that cut test, put your Drew and Sam Talk Training hat pin.
Ooh.
We'll see if we get any at all. And since you're going to be in stores today and you are, I would imagine, armed with Drew and Sam Talk Training hat pins, I'm going to expect at least one of these.
Yeah, because I actually have to show some people what a cut test looks like.
Now, for you, it's going to be more challenging because you're going to have a 7-day head start on our listeners since we're recording at least a week before it drops. But you can just save them in your phone. So I will expect to see your picture moments after this episode drops.
I will wait till I get the notification from Spotify that the episode has dropped, and then I will post a picture or 7.
And, you know, as luck would have it, I think the day this drops, I'll actually be doing operation assessments for a client. So I will be doing some cut tests as well. So I will, I'll see if I can get mine out there. All right, wrap this puppy up.
All right. Episode 136 of Drew and Sam Talk Training, the podcast that has cracked 60,000 downloads.
Woo!
That's crazy talk. Listen, for all of you that have hung around or come in late and started in the beginning, I don't know why you're here. But I appreciate it. It's amazing that you decide every week to be like, I'm going to take 30 minutes of my week and listen to these two yahoos.
Well, wait a minute. If they started at the beginning, they took 90 minutes out of their week. Remember those marathons we used to do?
Yeah. Yeah. So glad these are a little shorter now.
So is the world.
All right. So discipline and perfect practice. Some things require discipline. Some things require perfect practice. And depending on where you're at in your career, some things may require both. This has been episode 136 of Drew and Sam Talk Training. I am Drew with Next Level Pizza.
And I am Sam with Fowser Consulting. Hey, gang, go out there, sell more pizzas.
And have more fun.
That's all, folks.